This has been our communion season, and we've been looking at the statement of Christ found in John chapter 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. This statement of Christ, it draws our attention to his power and glory. Here is Christ. Here is the one who has power over death. Here is the one who can bring life to where there is death. Here is the one who gives eternal life. We saw this morning that Christ has shown this statement to be true. As he stood in front of the tomb of Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, he cried out, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus, bound up in his grave clothes, hobbled out of the tomb. He came back to life. What was it like for Lazarus after Christ raised him from the dead? Well, there are some traditions that say he was sullen, that he never smiled after the resurrection. Another tradition says that he laughed only once after his resurrection. And that was when he saw a man steal a clay pot. And he looked, and Lazarus was heard to say, "One piece of earth steals another. Ha ha ha." We don't know if these traditions are true or not. And we don't know what Lazarus' thoughts were after being brought back to life. His soul had departed the body. His soul, I believe, was in glory. And then he had to come back to earth. He had to live on earth again for some time. These, of course, are only traditions. There's no historical evidence for those. It's very possible, though, that Lazarus did go to Cyprus. Maybe not even long after these events. He probably, although it's not certain, stayed there until his death. In fact, there's a church in Larnaca, and some of the bones of Lazarus are reported to be buried there underneath this church. We can't be sure of these things. But there are things that we do know. Scripture has something to say about the early days after Lazarus was raised from the dead. We know that he had fellowship with the disciples and with Christ. He ate with them. We know that many people came to see Lazarus. He spoke to them of what had happened. And we know that there were those who wanted Lazarus killed. Here was a man who had been raised to life by Christ. No one could deny it. But this was a danger. It was a danger to Lazarus. It was a threat to those who refused to believe in Christ. Here is a man who was dead but is now alive. One who bore witness to the truth that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And so this evening, I want us to consider the witness of a resurrected life. The witness of a resurrected life. That the impact that our lives can have because we are united to Christ, because we have been raised up with Christ. I want to think of the witness and the impact of our lives because we are united to the one who is the resurrection and the life. And so firstly, tonight, I want us to think that a resurrected life gives evidence to new life. A resurrected life gives evidence to new life. As we've studied the I Ams of Christ, we've seen that Jesus makes some startling claims. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. These are claims that Christ Jesus is the one who feeds us eternally. Christ is the one who gives light to our eyes. He's the one who is the way to the Father. He is the Messiah shepherd of his people. These are massive claims. It's interesting that before and after these statements, Jesus often shows us what he says is true. I am the bread of life. Well, we say, prove it. Prove that you're the one who brings satisfaction to your people. Prove that you're the one who feeds your people. Well, what did Jesus do before making the statement, I am the bread of life? He fed 5,000 people. I am the light of the world. I am the one who brings light to where there is darkness. I am the one who shows people the wonderful truth, the revelation of God's word. Prove it. What did he do after making the statement? He opened up the eyes of a blind man. And now Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection and the life. Okay, prove it. Prove that you're the one through whom the dead are raised. Prove that you're the one who gives life. What happens? Lazarus walks out of the tomb. Here is the evidence. The evidence that Jesus is the one who raises up what is dead. Here is the evidence that Jesus Christ is the one through whom there is life. And it's found here in a resurrected life. It's found in the body of Lazarus. This man who is now breathing and walking. This man who is reclining at table with Jesus and his disciples. This man who's eating food. This man is evidence that what Jesus says is true. Think of the weight of evidence that Lazarus carried. No one can deny it. There were crowds of people who witnessed this miracle. There were crowds of people who had been there with Martha and Mary in their home to console and comfort them. There were crowds of people who followed Mary out to the tomb where Martha was with Christ. There were crowds of people who saw Lazarus walk out. There were those who untied and unloosened the grave clothes. There were crowds of people who came along later on and could see Lazarus standing there. Every time someone looked at Lazarus or spoke to Lazarus, here is the evidence. Here is the evidence that Jesus is who he says he is. Christ is the resurrection and the life. Here is the one with the power of heaven and earth. The one who has the power to defeat death, to reverse death, to bring life into a dead body. If only there was such a witness today. Wouldn't it be great if there was someone who was raised up today who could be evidence that Jesus gives life, who shows that Jesus defeats death for us? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you have been raised with Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Friends, if we are believers, if we are those who believe into Christ, if we have been united with Christ, then we are new. We've been raised up with Christ. Our dead nature has been changed. Life has come to where there was spiritual deadness. And we are witnesses to that truth. We are evidence that Christ Jesus is the one who is the resurrection and the life. We are evidence of the power of that He works within us to change us, to bring us into His kingdom. What a weight of evidence we carry in our bodies. There is witnesses today. There are witnesses today. There is evidence today. We are part of that evidence that Christ is the resurrection and the life. But of course, the greatest evidence is that of Christ's own resurrection. The perfect Son of God who was raised up. The one who walked gloriously out of the tomb, as we heard about this morning. The one who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father in glory. And Christ Himself shows us with His resurrected body that there is life in Him. The truth of Scripture gives us this overwhelming evidence that Christ is who He says He is. He does what He says He will do. He brings life. He raises up what is dead. He is the resurrection and the life. There is eternal life in Him. There is no separation from God for those who believe into the Son. A resurrected life. Christ proves what He says is true, because the grave couldn't hold the perfect Son of God. Sin and death have been defeated for us, and Christ shows it by being raised from the dead. A resurrected life gives evidence of a new life. And then secondly, we also see that a resurrected life has enemies to this new life. A resurrected life has enemies to this new life. You would think that with all of this evidence, then surely all will believe. Everyone must surely bow the knee to Christ. Surely because of this evidence, everyone will confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But that's not the case. Back in Luke chapter 16, verse 31, Christ is speaking. He's just finished a parable. And He says to the people, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. They won't be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. Look at verse 45 of John chapter 11. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what He did, believed in Him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. There were those who saw Lazarus. They saw a resurrected life. But that wasn't enough to convince them. That wasn't enough to make them believe in who Jesus says He is. In fact, in verse 10 of chapter 12, we're told that the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus. His life was threatened because he'd been brought back from the dead. They wanted rid of the evidence. They wanted rid of Lazarus because this changed life, this resurrected life, it was a witness to the truth of who Christ is. And even for one close to Jesus, this witness wasn't enough. Judas Iscariot. He was lying at the table with Jesus, with Lazarus, with the other disciples and other friends. The previous day, or just a few days beforehand, he had also been at the tomb with Jesus and the others. He saw Lazarus raised up. And yet, in a few more days' time, he will betray the one who gives life. He will hand over the one who is the resurrection and the life. The truth is, there will be enemies of Christ. And there will be enemies against those who have been raised with Christ. We will have enemies. Now, they can't see our changed nature inwardly. They can't see inwardly that we have been raised with Christ, that what was dead has now been made alive. But they can see the outward effect of our new nature. And people watch us. People look at Christians to see how we respond, to look at how we act, to listen to our words in different situations. They keep their eye on us. And as they see a resurrected life, don't be mistaken. It might make them greater enemies. They hated Christ, and so they will hate us. The world will hate us. And they will want to get rid of the evidence of a resurrected life. And they'll try to do that by attacking our character. They will try to do it by putting us down or by ignoring us. We know that we have enemies because we are in Christ. We know that people will attack Christians verbally. We know that the media will present Christians in a bad light, because here is evidence that they want to ignore. A resurrected life will have enemies. But be encouraged, because Christ said that they won't be convinced even if someone is raised from the dead. The resurrection of Christ is not enough to convince. The only way that the enemies of Christ can be changed is through the one who has defeated sin and death. The only way that Christ's enemies can be brought into his kingdom is by the one who loved us even while we were still enemies to him. They need the one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." They need him. They need grace and mercy from God the Father. They need their eyes opened, that they might believe into Christ. If not, the only time that they will confess Christ as Lord is on that final day, that last day when all will be raised up. And that day when they will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And on the day of the resurrection, there will be all the evidence before them. But by then it will be too late. They will have to bow the knee and confess that Christ is Lord. But that will be just before he judges them, sends them to an eternity in hell. Perhaps this evening, you are still an enemy of Christ. Maybe you don't see yourself that way. Maybe you think to yourself, "Yes, I haven't accepted Christ as my Savior. I haven't done that just yet, but I'm not an enemy. I like Christians. I have Christian friends. I grew up in a Christian family." But Scripture makes it clear. If we are not in Christ, if we're not believing into Christ, then we are his enemy. The evidence is before you. There is a risen Savior. There are those who have been raised with Christ. You live amongst people who are new creations in Christ. And you too must come to the one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. And you must come to him. And you must confess him as Savior and Lord. You must acknowledge that you are that one who is dead in sin. And you must ask forgiveness and be trusting in Christ. Put your trust in the one who went to the cross, who suffered and died and defeated sin and death and is raised again for us. Believe into the one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. Don't be an enemy. The resurrected life has enemies of the new life. Then thirdly and finally, and very briefly, a resurrected life gives exclamation. A resurrected life gives exclamation to the new life. Verse 11 of chapter 12. Because on account of Lazarus, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. What a story Lazarus had to tell. We don't know his experience as he lay in the tomb, or as his body lay in the tomb and his soul was in glory. We don't know what he remembered of glory when he walked again on this earth, when he walked out of the tomb. But we do know that he was dead and is now alive. And on account of Lazarus, on account of his life, and on account of his witnessing, we are told that many of the Jews were turning to Christ. The words here mean that this was happening over and over again. Many of the Jews were going away and believing in Christ. And there was more. There was more. There were more of them. Lazarus was a witness. He was exclaiming and proclaiming what had happened to him. What a witness that must have been. Many Jews, many people, many coming to put their faith in Christ because this man was proclaiming what had happened to him. Here on earth, we are to give witness to who Christ is. We are to say it with our lips, exclaim it with our mouths. Christ Jesus is the one who raises up. Christ Jesus is the one who gives life. Christ is the one who changes what is dead and brings life. He is the one through whom there is forgiveness of sins and into whom there is new life. We are to be his witnesses. Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. And we say amen to that. That's true. Let us also proclaim it. And by God's grace, our prayer should be that many will believe, that many will turn to Christ and find in him the things that he has done for us, that they will see in Christ that there is forgiveness of sin and new life. Let us be those who proclaim that Christ is the resurrection and the life. Just to finish off, the resurrected life will give a final proclamation and exclamation. Our life of worship, it won't finish here on earth. But for all who believe into him, though we die, yet shall we live. There will come a day when we do close our eyes for the last time here on earth. For those who are in Christ, our souls will go to heaven. That's wonderful. Beyond explanation. Our body, it will lie in the grave. But there will also come a day of that great final resurrection where soul and body are joined together again. A new heavenly body. And what will we do? What will we do on that day and for all eternity? We will be proclaiming, Christ is the resurrection and the life. We will be exclaiming it to one another. We will be worshipping before the throne, praising and rejoicing. We'll be doing it along with Lazarus. We'll be doing it along with all others who've gone before us. Truly, this Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Amen.